This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got a graphic for it, and as we did last week, even though there were no changes, you can vote on who has the better group of college quarterbacks. And again, we're talking about in pursuit of the most number one picks next year. We're talking about who's going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft in 2026, because this is of draft-eligible quarterbacks. We'll get Pete's take on that coming up at 4:20, but you guys can vote now at afternoon 923 FAN. But I think there's a take emerging, and you said something adjacent to this earlier about the Bengals having almost as much as any as much pressure as almost anybody in the NFL, and I would agree with you, but I think there's something missing.
Okay.
And I think it's something that was pointed to when Ross Tucker joined us yesterday and talked about the Bengals and how they're treating this Browns-Bengals game on Sunday.
I would say Browns win would surprise me. Now, the Bengals guys have invested so much into winning this game. It's really remarkable when you think about it. You know, they never used to play their guys in the preseason. They made a concerted effort to change things in order to win this game. Like, I can't remember the last time an NFL team made this much of an adjustment, did this much to win the opening game, let alone against the team you know, projected to win five games. On some level, maybe the Bengals could come in tight. Maybe they put too much pressure on this game or too much pressure on themselves. Maybe the Browns play free and clear. But, I mean, the Bengals are treating this game like it's the Super Bowl to get off to a 1-0 start.
All right, so this is why that last part was so important. Mm-hmm. I do think that the Bengals have as much pressure on themselves for the specific week one matchup as anybody in the NFL. The problem is, one, generically, everybody's got pressure on them. It's the NFL. But two, the pressure's coming from the Bengals. Joe Burrow is the reason why they're treating this game like it's the Super Bowl. And I think that's different. I think just the nebulous NFL pressure, guys, that ebbs and flows. When you're winning, you don't feel it. When you're losing it, you feel it doubly. Like, there's just natural stuff that happens. I think every team feels that. But specific to the Bengals, it's Joe Burrow that's putting pressure, not just on his teammates, although that's, I guarantee you they feel it, on his head coach in the organization as well.
That's the part that honestly has me scared. The idea that when Joe Burrow puts his mind to just throwing 400 yards and five touchdowns, it seems like in the past he's been able to do so. Now, Joe doesn't play defense. And so this is the part where I'd tell Joe,
tired of the Bengals.
I'd be like, Joe, you need to calm down just a little bit, because if anybody learned last year, it should be you, that there's only so much that you get to control. No team had more 30-plus point scoring games last year with more losses in those games than what the Bengals did last year. So, if you would have thought he would have learned his lesson, that he can do his part, and sometimes in football, that's not enough.
I just think it's unbecoming of a team that, because you have Joe Burrow, if you have a quarterback of this ilk, even though they've been a 500 team the last 2 years with Joe Burrow, and again, 2 years ago, he wasn't 100% healthy for 100% of the season, so I want to make sure that's out there. But it's unbecoming of an organization to be this insane about if we
well,
just
I don't
say
know about unbecoming. I actually kind of appreciate the approach.
Not week one.
I got worried that the NFL was moving into this laissez-faire attitude for the first few weeks of the season, and people were treating it like a ramp up, kind of like the case I'd made for the Chiefs last year, where they were just kind of treating the regular season like it was whatever. Meanwhile, they were just going to ramp it up in the postseason. And I like that they have an urgency to week one. I think it's a good thing that they recognize the last 2 years. When they started off last year with three losses and 2 years ago with three out of the first four games with losses, they realized like that cost us the playoffs. We got to treat these as if they are the Super Bowl every game.
I would argue that the issue with the defense, which has not been fixed, is why you didn't go to the Super Bowl last year.
But then your mentality is not going to change it one way or another then.
Well, no, exactly. Like your problem isn't that you there. Mike Tomlin has started out slow umpteenth times. People have written him off, and he's been a 9-10 win team later that year. Belichick, the famous expression that you know the real meaningful football starts after Thanksgiving. Like that is the reality of this. If you're hyper focused on fixing week one, but you're not hyper focused on fixing the defense, I think you've missed the central point on why Joe Burrow had to put up historic numbers last year. It's because he was trying to outscore the other team because his team couldn't defend. I think that's the if the Bengals don't win a championship this year, if the Bengals don't make the playoffs this year, it's not going to be because they lost to the Browns week one or they won week one. It's going to be because their defense is just as bad as it was last year. And I think this goes to the point of I love to some degree that Joe is exercising his power internally to try and put pressure
right
on the organization.
Yeah.
He did it with T. Higgins. He did it with Jamar Chase. The problem is he didn't do it with the defense enough.
Yeah, no, but like last year, the Patriots lost in week one. That wasn't Joe Burrow trying to put the world on his shoulders. They lost that game because they scored 10 points. Like they didn't do their part offensively. And so if I'm Joe
also wasn't healthy in the preseason, though. He wasn't healthy in camp.
It's one of the cases I've been making for Joe in defense of Joe is that he hasn't been healthy at any point to enter the season. But like, you lost that game. Well, the Patriots scored a whopping 16. It's not as if the Patriots ran up on you, and it's not as if the defense didn't do their part. Like that was a complete bizarro game relative to how that season played out. Like you and that is the game when you look at it. When you win 9 games and you miss the postseason by a game, that's you in or you being out. So I like that they're taking the approach that every game matters. I think that's an important approach.
I don't mind that they put an emphasis on trying to get better early in the season. That's like understandably, hey, until week 8, we're crap. Okay, yeah, that's probably something you should work on. It's when you hyper-focus on week 1. Like, I think starting fast is more about week 1, and I think I absolutely believe that you can sabotage yourself in the right pursuit, which is to be better earlier, to be more efficient, to be whatever the hell you need to be to win early. I absolutely think that's a noble pursuit if we talk about the early part of the season, but week one specifically against a team that was 3-14 last year.
So it
feels peak desperation to me, and not good desperation.
I've
this
heard
feels
groupings.
Bad desperation to me.
So when I've read stuff from Cincinnati, because you know I like to, on any game week, I like to read what they're saying, what they're doing. I haven't heard it from Browns specifically. I've heard a grouping, because their first two games are the Browns and then the Jaguars. And so like if you look at two teams that are not expected to be really particularly great, and so they're kind of looking at it like these first two games as two games that last year and really 2 years ago, they faltered in and didn't do the job, and that's why they lost and are not in the postseason. And now they're putting an added emphasis on just making sure they get the job done against teams that, let's be honest, they're supposed to be able to get the job done with.
So I think I think we're closer than maybe it sounds like we are on this. I don't have a problem with early emphasis, right? I still think the preseason thing is bananas. That's not like Joe's health was the bigger issue for your offense earlier in the season than anything else. So that's just the idea that him playing in the preseason is good. And you know they're going to take a victory lap if they win this game about this. That's why we play in the preseason. Dumbest damn thing in
the world. Right, it'll confirm something that they didn't really need confirmation of.
But like getting back to this idea, your problem last week isn't that you lost last year to the Patriots. It's that you got your ass waxed. And I think that's where like this comes back to the idea of there's a difference between competing and winning. The Bengals just need to compete early, and if you compete early and you're competitive in these games, even if you're 2-3 coming out of the first 5 weeks of the season, you can go, I don't want to go to the diff, but our diff is, you know, plus 10. Like, we were in all these games. It's the margins. It's the little things we have to clean up. The obsession, though, with weeks one and two continues to miss the point of when you start to put pressure on yourself and when it comes from your best player. And Joe, we've seen him. He's got a touch of Brady to him on the sidelines in games. You can get tight real quick at a point in the season where that could be as bad. Playing too tight is just as bad early as playing too loose. You kind of need to kind of meet in the middle there and find out who the hell you are in September. That's more important than just, well, we got to win this game because it's our Super Bowl. It's like, you got to win it. No, you got to.
I've on the Bengals. I'm trying every approach imaginable because the past 2 years they tried that laissez-faire approach. Let's see what we are and let's regroup by week five and week six. And it didn't work out for them.
Yeah, but again, I think that has a lot more to do with Joe's health the previous years. And I just, to me, focusing on it, again, it's not just, you made a great point. I want to make sure it's not just this game, but the first two games. I understand winnable games. I also think that there are diminishing returns when your star quarterback is so hell-bent to win a championship that he makes everybody, including the head coach, who already seems like a pushover and a bit of a simp, that you're putting this much pressure on it this early.
I mean, there's a real chance that Joe Burrow is identifying whether or not he wants to be with the Bengals long-term, and this season might be the make-or-break part of that.
Yes, and that pressure will be felt by everyone.
For sure, and it should be felt by Zach Taylor. It should be felt by the whole organization.
But that pressure is also antithetical to
winning. A lot on this. No, I mean,
like
that's,
you can't be thinking, the guys in that locker room can't be thinking about Joe's future, neither can Zach Taylor. You just got one foot in front of the other.
It's one thing I've thought about within this game is that, will Joe Flacco and the Browns just be playing so carefree that it does, in fact, give them a little bit of an advantage? But I think for week one and for week two, I think it's important the Bengals show themselves that they weren't what they've been in the previous couple seasons.
I think if you've got Joe Burrow and you really aspirations, I think referring to it, I know this is Ross's words, but if they're really building this up to be their Super Bowl, to me, you have missed the central point of why you failed last year, why you failed over the last couple years with Joe, and why you just need to go out there and play football and not play uptight. You do not need any more pressure for that situation where it feels like there's already a lot of pressure. Are the Bengals putting too much emphasis on week one? I buy into the Browns are more carefree. They're able to be more carefree, and I think that's a benefit early in the season because I think one of the worst things you can be is too uptight. Pete Futek, College Football News, breaks down the second week of college football and our quarterback Deadpools in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. A lot of fun, as is our next guest. He joins us every single Thursday at 4:20. The great Pete Futek of College Football News joins us. Hi, Pete. How you doing, bud?
Week one, fun. Me, fun. Find it in week two. I hope you enjoyed week one. Ain't a lot out there happening in week two this week. They kind of front-loaded it. But, hey, we'll find it somewhere.
That is fair. I don't know. I enjoy 70-0 Penn State over FIU. That can be fun for some.
There's something to it. Like, we now enter the world of, you know, sports investing in NFL stuff where every game is, you know, 24-20. Where, yeah, the 75-3 games, those are always, look, if you're one of those types and you like over-unders, this is, college football's fun in week two. But outside of that, there's a few good games. What do you care? You won the one big game you had to have.
Sorry about that.
I feel like my mission for since Saturday happened and then all throughout the weekend was to basically reward some of the teams that took on the tougher opponents but did end up in the loss section, right? So, like, I wanted to reward Notre Dame. I wanted to reward Texas, for instance. Some of the teams just were playing the hard games and seeing like they belonged, I think, mattered.
Can I take the opposite? Instead of rewarding them, morons! What are you doing? Like, why you don't have a preseason? You don't have the NFL. You know, the NFL guys get like four times the amount of time to prep up and get ready. You don't have those warm-up games. What are you doing coming to Columbus, Ohio, and starting your season with a quarterback who's pretty much new, and even though he's going to make $1 billion and be great, you know, why? Why are you starting your season off against LSU? Why are you starting your season off against Miami? That's what week two should be for. And if I think all these teams are absolutely freaking nuts to get one game. Look at Michigan, for example. They go out there, Bryce Underwood throws for like 40 more yards than any Michigan quarterback threw for last year. And they got their tune-up in before going to Oklahoma. It doesn't mean they're going to win, but it just means they might be a little bit sharper because, man, Alabama, that looked like a team that needed some live reps. You know, it's Arch Manning, he looked like he, it's not fair if he's going against Matt Patricia and that Ohio State defense that had a whole offseason to prepare, but that looked like an offense that could have used, you know, a nice little, you know, cupcake Central Tech A&M game just to get ready to go. So I love it. We all love it. We all love those big games. But that's what this week should really be for. Because get the, I'm fine with it. Get those 75-2 games out of the way in week one or even week zero, because these teams obviously needed them, because there was no offense that was clicking in week one.
Pete, we'll lump week zero into this as well, even though there weren't a lot of, there were really no great matchups there. I'll ask you, over the first 2 weeks of the college football season, who's impressed you the most?
I mean, let's go kind of deep cuts. You know, I know they haven't played anybody great, but Kansas has looked great. They get Missouri coming up next. That's a team that started to rock and roll. Like you said, it's only been really 1 week. I'm not going to jump all in on the LSU love train yet. And remember, we can't overreact, because again, these teams aren't right there. They don't have their legs yet. So, you know, yes, we say, okay, now we're sure thing that Alabama is in trouble and Kalen DeBoer is going to get fired. Well, I don't know. They kind of walked into a buzzsaw. But I think overarching, I liked C.J. Carr in Miami. I mean, again, what are you doing starting the season with Miami and Texas A&M, Notre Dame? You can choose any schedule you want. You're doing this. But C.J. Carr, he actually kind of outplayed Carson Beck, even though Carson Beck looked good, got a lot of help from his receivers. But they had it. They had the puck on their stick late with a chance to pull that out. That's about as acceptable a loss as it gets. But they got to beat Texas A&M coming forward. But Notre Dame, if they didn't melt down on the lines, that would have been a good game for them. So I kind of was impressed. At least they lost the battle there, but they might not lose again for the rest of 2025.
I hear what you're saying, and I find it really interesting. You know, Texas Ohio State drew nearly 17 million viewers, most watched week one college game on record. How do they balance out the idea that we all watched it, we all loved that it happened in week one, but what you're saying, and it was true, a lot of these games did look sloppy, and a lot of these games, like if you're smarter, you're right. Michigan taking on Oklahoma in week two makes a lot more sense than taking on someone of importance in week one, but how do you balance out the idea that some teams have to do it to keep it entertaining, to keep it keep this whole wheel spinning, while others then get to take what is actually the smart approach?
Not only is this the smart idea, because it makes everyone more money. Play week zero. Use week zero as the national cupcake day, FBS versus FCS teams. Every FBS team gets a home game against an FCS team where they get that one tune-up in first. You know,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The FCS team gets a paycheck, you get the students are back, you get the home crowd, the TV, you know, stations are going to, you know, all televise and everyone's going to be going nuts because there's nothing else to do except watch college football, and that's it. No more FCS games the rest of the year, no more Alabama versus Mercer in mid-November or anything like that. Get them all out of the way in week zero, get your tune-up in, and then you get the 17 million people in week one when Texas visits Ohio State, because you just get a better product because, yeah, this was entertaining and it was actually pretty good. But, again, these teams are not anywhere near as good as they're going to be 3 weeks from now. I'm not saying Ohio State loses that game to Texas, but Arch Manning's good. I mean, everyone's thunder dunking on him right now. He's really good, and he's going to show it off over the next couple games. But now they're playing, like, three straight, you know, pickup games. They have nothing happening for the next few weeks. And then look at a team like Penn State. They're not exactly extending themselves with the offseason. They have three light scrimmages, and then they really kind of start. So there's ways to do this, and there's ways to make everyone happy. And I think week zero, you start out with one game and go from there.
Pete Futak, College Football News on the Fan Hotline here. Julian Sayin was efficient in his Ohio State debut against a great Texas defense. Bryce Underwood, as you've mentioned, was very strong in his Michigan debut. I will ask you, if you could only buy stock in one of those quarterbacks for their future in college football, are you choosing Bryce Underwood at Michigan or Julian Sayin at Ohio State?
Between those two, I think Underwood seems like he's got the more talent and upside, but Sayin's going to do more. I mean, just they didn't unleash Sayin. I mean, you guys thought, I mean, yes, they only came up with 200-and-something yards of total offense, but, you know, Ryan Day was saying it after the game. They didn't turn him loose because why would you? I mean, you know, they were able to keep the game in check. The defense had Arch Manning, you know, throwing worm burners all over the place. So why are you all you have to do is just not take a chance, especially once he made the one big throw and Tate made the one great catch. And all of a sudden, there you go. That's your one big play. You're up. Turn it over to your defense. And just assume that nobody, no matter what we do in our jobs and our lives, none of us are as bad as that as Texas coaching staff is trying to call plays against Ohio State in the red zone. They are just at two games in a row that they are just horrendously awful at figuring out a way to just go a few yards. And they get way too cute and just assume that those guys on the other side of the field, it's going to be okay after you see them. And just go from there. And so we'll see. Satan's going to turn it loose. But what you don't need to right now when you've got that defense full of NFL talents and the running game hasn't even started to work yet. So,
how much credit do you give to Matt Patricia in this whole ordeal?
A lot. I mean, that's the underappreciated thing in college sports is everyone's in the NIL thing and the transfer portal and stuff. It's the ability to go from, you know, I mean, a Jim Knowles to a Matt Patricia. It's the ability to have, I mean, Matt Patricia could be an NFL head coach and probably, maybe not a good one, but it wouldn't be crazy. He's better than 100-and-something current college football head coaches. You got that guy running your defense and getting it all off season with nothing to do the plan on how to make Arch Manning's life miserable, that's almost unfair. I mean, so, like, yeah, he did a great job. Again, with a defense where I still will say that Caleb Downs is probably the best football player in college football, and a whole bunch of new guys, though, they might be talented, but it was a new bunch, and they just came out and had one whale of a game against a really good Texas team, which now, looking forward, you know, Texas has to go to Georgia. They could lose to an Oklahoma, too. That they needed that. I am not buying in that, oh, well, everything's going to be okay. Texas is going to bounce back. That could be a 9-3 team because of this loss.
Pete, we've got a show, Quarterback Deadpool, where each week we each of us have three quarterbacks, myself, JP, our board op Mac, and each week we can drop or add or trade one quarterback. Are you ready to hear the rosters for each of our teams?
Let's go.
We drafted this last week, by the way.
Yeah, and again, these are the 2026 NFL draft eligible quarterback. So the goal is to get the number one pick in the 2026 draft drafted off your team. My team is Drew Aller, Garrett Nussmeier, and Carson Beck. Peterlin okay. has Cade Klubnik, Arch Manning, and Sam Levitt.
Oof.
Mac.
Oh,
Mac.
Pete, on Twitter, I won the poll last week. See, your meaningless week one just ruined my team.
Mac's team was Lenora Sellers, Fernando Mendoza, and Aiden Childs. Who has the best quarterback roster?
So basically what you should do is just go by, you know, aggregate. Like, out of all three of them, who has the combined highest draft slots.
This
out of
will
all
also three. Be because, part of it, correct?
Well, yeah. Well, because it's over, because either Arch Manning's the number one pick. Nothing's going to change that. He could be awful. He's still the number one overall.
Well, that sounds pretty good. You oofed after it, but that sounds pretty good.
But is he really coming out? I mean, you know, Manning stay in college. You know, he seems to like the college world. It's money's not really an issue. I think he comes out. I go with the Bill Parcells belief that if you want to play in the NFL, go to the NFL. But, you know, that's not a sure thing. If he's coming out, he's coming out. If not, I have said this all off season. I might have said this on the show last week to you, and this was my thing on every radio hit. Carson Beck is good. Everyone forgets after 2023, he was the presumptive number one overall pick.
You did say that last week, by the way. You did, yeah.
And he is – he's got the tools. He wasn't great against him, but that's a killer Notre Dame defense. He was really good against. He was poised. And I'm not going to say – I originally thought if Miami wins, it would have been because of Beck was the difference and Carr turned out to be just as good. But Beck has the skills and tools. I don't quite see what the world sees in Nussmeier. I get that he's got the arm and the skills. I'll throw one guy you did not draft. Can I trade Aiden Childs for Nico and Yamilavica? I mean
– Yes.
Yes. He had nothing to work with, and Utah is awesome. That was a great Utah team, but he is not. But you could see just a couple. There were a few flicks of the wrist where they're going to get that guy into an NFL training room or in all the pro days, and they're going to be like, "Wait a minute, Nico Yamilava might be the most skilled guy of this bunch. He just has to show it." And I don't know if he's going to be able to do that at UCLA.
What was your reaction to Belichick getting just waxed?
Yeah, that was an NFL coach, because my first reaction was, you knew that guy spent the last 6 months designing the first 15-ish or so plays, and they had them down, and they looked like they were about to win the national championship, and then they ran out of ideas because TCU's better. But look, North Carolina has 70 new guys, and again, this goes back to my, you know, get a tune-up in. You know, if you've got 70 new players, You want a game or two where you get everyone on the same page and you get them out there, because TCU, that was a team that had everyone returning from a 9-win team, and they loaded up with a few really good guys from the transfer portal, and they looked the part. So North Carolina, you look at the rest of their schedule, they get Clemson at home. They miss everybody else. They miss Miami. They miss SMU and Florida State and Louisville and Georgia Tech. That is a schedule where even after this loss, if they could somehow pull off an upset over Clemson, which I don't think they'll do, they could still be in the thick of the things for big stuff, just because that schedule is just so light and breezy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Up until November.
Pete, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk next week leading into a much better week three.
Have a good one, guys.
Pete Futek there on the Fan Hotline. Great stuff with him. We'll react to what he had to say. And a charming or chotch moment for the ages in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. And as we inch closer to Cowboys and Eagles, I'm getting more confident by the minute in my, I think Dallas is going to make this an incredibly close game, if not maybe get the win.
If not, maybe get the win, okay.
That is such a strong statement. It's 8.5 points.
If not, maybe get the win.
You've said you've given them no choice. You've left them for dead this year.
I have left them for dead this year. Yes, I have.
So yes, that's a strong take. Counter to yours.
Not really, because my take is the complete is about as hot as it gets in the other direction. But yours is about very ice cold. Really, if we're being honest.
Well, but what I got to guarantee covering, a Cowboys win.
Covering that would be saying it with your chest.
All right, so what if I say the Cowboys will keep it within a field goal?
Now, listen, again, that's not really doing much.
The line's 8.5.
I know, but that's still not like a, whoa, the utter belief you have in Dallas.
People are acting like the Dallas Cowboys don't exist after the Micah Parsons trade.
Well, then if you really believe that this is going to be the game that you believe it is, here's the problem. Nobody cares if you're like, the Cowboys are going to win tonight. Like if you could do whatever you want.
This could lead brighter than you tomorrow. Okay,
that's all it is. Yeah,
Bill's my boy. He could hear this. He could take this nationwide.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I told Bill himself. I'm like, I don't know why you don't have Nick on every single week. He could give you a dynamic 15 minutes of whatever you need. Even Bill would be like, what are you doing in Cleveland right now?
I do like, by the way, that I refused to guarantee a Browns win with the Morning Boys earlier today when I called in at 9:20, who are 5.5-point dogs.
Yes, and now you refuse to give a Cowboys win.
And now I'm more closer to guaranteeing a Cowboys win.
But you still won't do it. That's the final cross here, is that Nick Wilson, not a guarantee of winners, guy.
These are just not games you should put your pills on the table for, right?
I agree, but the discourse here is the idea that you think this is putting the pills on the table.
I mean, I feel like saying this is gonna be a closer game than people think. I know it sounds charming and soft.
It sounds very charming and soft.
But my point is, that's more than what other people think. It's a hotter take because people aren't expecting this to be a close game.
I'm sorry. I don't see it. I don't see it. I mean, I
own it. I can't really push back on you. I understand it sounds like a soft take.
As long as you understand that as well.
When the Cowboys come real close to winning tonight, I don't want to hear it from you tomorrow.
When they lose by a
field goal.
I was going to say even like a touchdown with like 4 minutes left to go in the game, I'll be like, oh, man. Oh, I come in with my my tail between my toes, I tell you that.
I just know if I guarantee a Cowboys win, I got to guarantee a Browns win.
Well, yeah, Brian, you've refused to do that.
You've almost got to go all or nothing with this.
I would love if you did it. It would actually be the highest comedy we could have about this whole thing is you calling up and being like, I will not guarantee a win, to then after refuting it and us spending so much time and them trying to dog walk our buddy Jake Murren.
For you then
to turn around and be like, you know what? I do guarantee it. That'd be really funny. Like for me, an SNL comedic standpoint, that'd be about as high comedy as it could get.
But I'm not going to do it.
No, you're not going to do it. But no, you thought about, that's the sad part is I won't even be like, you thought about doing it on the phone with Ken, but I've just known you long enough to know you were just playing for the misdirection. You wanted Ken in that moment to think you were about to guarantee that win to just obviously not end up happening. It was good.
That's
misdirection.
That's a good read by you. That's a good read by you. So we do have the lead coming back with football back. Lead's coming up in about 10 minutes, but Laura Rutledge. I think maybe the most endearing thing, Laura Rutledge is obviously part of one of the faces of ESPN's NFL coverage, and she went on Andrew Marchand's Marchand Sports Media podcast. What a razzle dazzle name that one is. And
got really creative for that one, huh?
Woo! So, what's it about? Well, Andrew Marchand talks about sports media on a podcast.
I got a fast food spot. It's called Burgers. At least you're not lying.
Like, hey, remember that Chinese food place? What's it called? You mean Chinese food? That's the one. We'll do it. But she was on Andrew Marchand's sports media podcast and admitted to creating a burner account once upon a time.
When he was with the Angels, I made a fake Twitter, which I'm admitting this, okay? I know this was wrong. I'm not doing it ever since, but this was a one-time thing. And the name was like Billy Halo 76 or something. And Billy Halo only tweeted positive things about Josh Rutledge. And then like the occasional Mike Trout tweet, because I was like, shoot, someone's gonna figure this out, you know? So if anyone had said anything negative about him, I would find them. And then Billy Halo would be like, you're wrong, blah, 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 you know, and back it up with stats or whatever. I don't think Josh knows this. If he watches this, he's going to be really mad at me.
I think this is funny as hell. I love that she admitted for that she just owned it, even though it's like a decade later. Yeah. I love every part about this.
So it's nice. But what's funny is that, so I can't be the person that's like, I love this. But then when Goodell's wife got caught with her burner, that was a weird, I think the context matters and who she's sticking up for matters in this as well, right? Mm-hmm. Like she's sticking up for her husband who had an up and down career at best. I think that's a polite way to say it.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, like, if you're sticking up for Goodell,
who's making $50 million a year.
$50 million a year, and one Twitter bot isn't going to really move anything anyway. Like, what are you really doing? So I think context matters. Who you're sticking up for in this instance matters. I also love the idea that she thinks it would change opinions too. Is the other part of this is pretty great.
I think it's charming as hell. It makes me like Laura Rutledge even more, and it makes me wonder. Let me put it this way.
I don't know. I'd be like, what are you doing though?
If it was Vanessa,
that's what I'm wondering. If it's Elise, I'd be like, don't even. Why are you wasting your time on that?
Like, I would be worried for her mental health that she feels like she would need to. But again, that's like such a local thing. Whereas mm-hmm. Josh Rutledge, because he was a utility infielder, he was the guy that you only tweet about the middle infielder when you're mad.
Yeah,
you're never like, man, that utility guy. He came up big in that one at bat, and that's why we love him. It's like, not Josh, it's Michael Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are. Whereas with that, like, my job is designed for people to tweet mean things about it.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm not arguing.
It's a public job that has a lot of opinions to it. And when you have opinions, people don't always like opinions, especially if they're contrary to theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But Ness is so nice. I think this is the other part of this, and maybe this is where the Laura, like, Laura seems like a genuinely nice person. Elise, your wife, is a genuinely lovely, sweet person. Mm-hmm. Vanessa is a genuinely lovely, sweet person that I would just be worried about, like, don't take it personally because I don't want it to affect you. Like, that's more where my concern would be.
When you create a burner account, clearly it's affecting you in some ways. But if they don't just create the burner account because they're like, I need to do this, they probably create the burner account because Josh was like, I don't love these Twitter trolls.
That's true.
It probably got to him emotionally. The reason why our wives have never created burner accounts is because we don't go home and complain about people on Twitter all day.
Yeah.
But like, if every day I came home and was like, oh, I got beat up on Twitter again today, maybe my wife would turn around and be like, I'm going to try to help. I'm going to try to alleviate this. I'm going to try to do everything I can. And it's a futile effort.
You're really boomerang that back on Josh Rutledge, but you're 100% right.
And I'm just thinking about
it. Clearly affected him in some way. She went on the offensive and.
It's a sweet move if you look at it through that lens.
Kind of a soft move on Josh, but
very much so.
Sweet move from Laura Rutledge. 216-474-0092. Laura Rutledge admitting that she had a burner account to defend her utility infielder husband back in the day, Charming or Chach, the lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.